Georgia real estate headlines. Fulton County Board of Assessors, annual notices of assessment mailing mid-June. The Fulton County Board of Assessors expects to mail annual notices of assessment in mid-June. Real estate professionals in GA need to track assessment timelines to advise clients on potential tax appeals and property valuation impacts. Monitor https://fultonassessor.org for exact mailing dates and appeal deadlines. Georgia real estate headlines. Georgia agent commission rates. New data breaks down earnings by city. Calibri Real Estate School published a guide to average real estate commission rates for agents across Georgia cities. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps Georgia agents price their services competitively and set realistic income expectations. Review the city-by-city commission breakdown at the link below. Georgia real estate headlines. Inside Georgia's average real estate commission rates, what agents need to know. HomeLight breaks down the average commission rate Georgia sellers pay realtors and offers strategies to help homeowners retain more proceeds. Understanding prevailing commission structures in Georgia helps local agents competitively price their services and clearly communicate value to seller clients. Review the full commission breakdown and seller tips. www.homelight.com/blogs/average-real-estate-commission-rate-georgia/. Georgia real estate headlines. Gwinnett County tax assessors roll out property ownership database for GA real estate pros. The Gwinnett County Tax Assessor's Office now provides property ownership data containing ownership details and parcel values. GA real estate professionals gain direct access to verified ownership and valuation data for one of the state's largest counties, streamlining due diligence and market analysis. Bookmark the database to quickly verify Gwinnett County parcel ownership and assessed values during transactions. Georgia real estate updates. Georgia Tax Assessor's Portal unifies parcel, tax, and GIS data access across all GA counties. Georgia Assessors is a centralized portal that connects users to all Georgia County websites for online parcel, tax, and GIS data searches by owner name, address, parcel number, legal description, or account number. Real estate professionals across GA can streamline due diligence, valuation research, and comparable sales analysis through this single access point covering every county in the state. Bookmark this portal to quickly pull assessment records, tax digest details, and GIS maps for any Georgia County transaction. https://www.qpublic.net/va-assessors/loadpage.php/loaded1. Georgia real estate updates, Georgia commission guide, how rates split, who pays, and how to negotiate. A comprehensive guide breaks down average real estate commission rates in Georgia, including how commissions are split, who pays them, and strategies for negotiating rates, plus tools like commission calculators and salary guides. Georgia agents who understand local commission structures and leverage available calculators can better position their earnings and serve clients with transparency in a competitive market. Review the full commission breakdown and tools at CalibriRealEstate.com to sharpen your rate discussions and maximize your Georgia real estate income. Georgia real estate updates. GA Depth of Revenue expands access to county property records online. The Georgia Department of Revenue provides a centralized list of links to county tax office websites where the Board of Tax Assessors handles property valuations and the tax commissioner manages tax collections. Real estate professionals can quickly access county-level valuation and tax data to support transactions, due diligence, and client advisory across Georgia markets. Bookmark the directory and verify specific county links before your next closing. h/dr.georgia.gov/property-records-online. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most GA jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context, why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze. In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what? Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you.